Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H4Home. Today's topic is Overlook Bay. So Overlook Bay is a fun game on Roblox, and today I'm going to tell you all about it. So Overlook Bay is kind of like a game like Adopt Me, where you adopt pets. If you haven't checked out my Adopt Me episode, you definitely go check it out. But Overlook Bay is where you adopt pets. That's kind of the main concept. But then there's also, the currency is gems, first of all. And they're kind of really easy to earn. Some of the ways are mining and fishing. Because, yes, you have fishing game and mining, which you don't have in Adopt Me, where you can throw your fishing pole from your inventory, which everybody gets a free one. And there's common fish, uncommon fish, rare fish, ultra rare fish, legendary fish, and godly fish. Because, yes, there's another rank added in the whole entire game with pets, toys, anything, which is called godly. So it's like even higher than legendary. It's like the rarest of them all. And you get your pets from pet pods, unlike eggs in Adopt Me. You get them from pet pods, which you don't even have to like really work hard to add. Then you just kind of press on the screen and then it flies and then it shows you what you earned. And then, yeah. You can also get daily login day streaks. You can get a home. There's also some more needs like play fetch, go to Spy Beach, and there's like a very much variety of things to do. Unlike Adopt Me, where you just like earn cash, spend it on pets, and repeat. There's like a variety of things to do. There's like movies. The map is way larger. And I feel like this is super cool, and it's just a really nice role-playing environment while still being a collective game. Now, let's talk about some of the events they had in the past. Now, these events are not available anymore. You can still get the pets through trading, which is like a 5-thing trade slot with a little bar on the bottom, which is if it's bad, great, fair, or whatever. Anyway, some of the events that they had were the Christmas event, Valentine's Day, Easter event. And they had those, like, I feel like 2 times. I don't remember. But then for each one, you get a badge, which Roblox badges are just, like, accomplishment stuff. You just collect them. They don't really give you anything. I mean, like, you could show them out to your friends, like, oh, I played to the Valentine's Day. But that's pretty much it. They don't really give you, like, any upgrades or anything. But yeah, I feel like they're just still super fun to earn, and, like, it feels like you accomplished something, even though it was really simple. I played during the Easter event, and it was really fun. We had this, like, egg hunt, which was really cool. You got to earn some prizes and even a godly pet. Okay? And, if you guys didn't play during the Easter event, that's okay, but, the godly pet, once you reach 500 eggs, yeah, I think it was 500 or 600, I don't really remember. Then you get a godly pet called the Sorcerer's Egg, which is better than just an egg. You know, I thought it was, like, really funny that you got an egg after completing an egg hunt. So, yeah. Now it's time for the house riddle, house riddle, house riddle. Okay, here it is. What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs? What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs? This one's a pretty tough one, so I'll give you a few more seconds to think about it. The answer is a penny! So if you got that right, congratulations! And if you didn't, that's okay. I'm sure you get it next time. And I got this riddle from riddles.com. That's it for this episode of H4Home. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time for the credits. Credits. Your host day was Agata, that's me, and I got the riddle from riddles.com. Remember to voice message me into a podcast episode I should make next. And while you're at it, make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. I'm sure they'll enjoy it just as much as you do. Bye! Atrium, out.